Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, yesterday, in my travels outside the radio station, I bumped into a couple of people who were shocked when they didn't hear the radio station, 90.3 FM, in the morning when they normally tuned in. And both of them said to me, I sent my donation early when I realized how painful it was.
That's really interesting. I think people, as we've often said, are all in it together. And when something goes wrong, it's like somebody is sick in the family. What actually happened was that there was a power outage to the top of the hill. There is a generator owned by somebody else that didn't go on. There wasn't fuel or something like that in it. And as a result, we lost power. And when the power went on, it couldn't correct itself. That's all. We sent people scurrying up the mountain. Of course, it was snowing. And when it snows, there's a 5-mile road up there, as we all know, you got issues, but it got done, and we're all relieved. It took entirely too long. We apologize to everybody who didn't get woken up by an alarm. My friend Meyer said, hey, I couldn't get up on time because I couldn't hear WAMC. Well, the phones were ringing like crazy, and there is no real silver lining other than the fact that we were all concerned about it, and we thank everybody for their concern, and we're very upset that it happened, and it won't happen again if we can help it.
Well, we go from there to some of the more disturbing headlines this morning in the Times and other places. We have these two side by side. United by fear, U.S. Muslims and Jews join hands, and a New York Police Department report huge spikes in hate crime since Donald Trump's election.
Well, there you go. Words matter. What people say matter. If you'll do anything to get elected president of the United States and say, okay, I was just kidding, you can't be just kidding, because what happens is words, as I just said, have consequences. And when you are seen as encouraging bullying, or when all wraps are off on bullying, everybody understands what that can be like. Listen, Kristallnacht was not that long ago that people can't remember that when one group is singled out, what the implications are. And in the end, all the hell that broke loose as a result of that kind of scapegoating a single group came home. It's interesting, David, because in Austria we saw a vote which went against what is seems to be the tide of bullying that goes on in other countries and not in my country, and we don't want you. So now the Austrians, of all people, seem to have learned that lesson. Of course, they had to go through denazification like everybody else did, but all those lessons seem to have been learned. And now we see the same thing happening as the Jewish people, who suffered so mightily at the hands of the Nazi tyrants, come together and say, hey, we better remember what happened to us, because this is happening to somebody else now, but we know the old poem and we don't know who they're coming for next. This is going to be a very instructive time for all of us. And if somebody sees bullying, as the sign in the subway says, you better do something about it. You have to have courage.
Yesterday, we were greeted to another cabinet pick by President-elect Trump. That's Ben Carson, the surgeon, and he has been picked for housing secretary, and many critics are worrying that he has lack of experience will put the agency in jeopardy.
Well, as we know, Donald Trump, with all that has been said, knows full well, as does everybody else, that you have to have diversity in a cabinet. You get somebody to be up front, you get the front man, and then you get other people who are running it or who can help run it. I'm sure that that's what they have in mind here. We have lived through lots of governors and lots of presidents who have a very tight hold on the people that work for them. And in some cases, they become mouthpieces. In other cases, the secretaries. I think it's fair to say in the Obama administration, John Kerry had free rein in many ways. So did Hillary Clinton before him. Then the people who work for them as the second people in some administrations become very important, because they become the political apparatus of the White House or the governor's mansion.
The pick for National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, Alan.
In trouble.
Well, we see this morning this line tweeted a fake news story alleging the Clinton campaign was being investigated for pedophilia and other felonies. This appears, at least the edges of it, have affected a shooting inside a pizzeria that was alleged to be part of this pedophilia ring.
Well, first of all, it was fake news. Second of all, it was disgusting. And the fact that people would reduce themselves to that. And now we find that there are accusations that Mr. Flynn had to do with that. And that is really disgusting. Now, what it may mean is that they have to rescind this nomination. I doubt that that's going to happen. But this is a very, very serious charge.